Rick.
Megan.
I am surprised that you're sitting upright because I know it has been a horrible week so far for us, and it's only Tuesday. So happy Tuesday. Welcome. Oh my gosh.
Welcome to summer.
It's just like every year, just when you think something, you know, isn't going to get any worse or get any better or whatever the situation is, you know, newsflash, everybody, rates this year started in the threes and today we're in the sixes.
Right.
Never before in history do I believe that this has happened. And it's all about the I word, inflation. So don't panic, everybody. Keep your head up. Just buckle your seatbelt and stay the course because things are just moving up and down.
Right.
And hopefully after the Fed meets this week, everybody will calm down a little bit. But right. I sure wish I was an advisor to the Fed. I wish I, how do I get on that committee?
I know, I'll tell you what, they need us, don't they?
I know, it's like, just to like say like, hey, how's it going? From my perspective, and my perspective is pretty important because housing is gigantic. Yeah, it's like construction, jobs, homes, I mean, the whole thing. It's like, hey, can we just, you know, ease up on this a little bit, just kind of take it easy, you know, but.
Well, look, I mean, everything runs its course. I've said before that nothing moves in a straight line. That's just the reality of how markets work. Look, I mean, the inflation right now, as you said, is the culprit right now. But Fed's meeting tomorrow. The key for tomorrow will be how much will the Fed increase the discount rate? And so the markets are spooked right now because they think the Fed has not done enough to be able to control inflation. And so the projection was early on that, for example, tomorrow's meeting, they'd raise the discount rate at 0.5%. That's not going to be enough to calm the markets. And so they're going to have to raise this probably to 0.75% tomorrow, maybe even 1%. They may not go that aggressive, but I'm pretty darn sure if we get about a 0.75% bump in that discount rate and the Fed rate, that will be an indicator to the market that the Feds are serious about controlling inflation, and that will calm the markets. When the markets are calm, stuff returns to some sort of a normal pattern. But when there's this much uncertainty in the markets react by selling off. So I do think that tomorrow's Fed meeting is important for us. And I do hope they raise that discount 0.75%, and that will create some calm in the market. We'll see some better pricing.
Yeah. Fingers and toes crossed for that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a good day to buy stocks. That might be a good time. Okay. So last week we talked about the couple of things you should definitely not do when you're shopping for a mortgage, buying a house, an escrow, pre-escrow. And then we said today that I would talk about the top four things to avoid doing when you are purchasing a house. So I sat down and wrote out the things I thought you should avoid doing while purchasing a house. And there were 23 things, but I have only chosen the top four. Are you ready?
I am ready. Got my seatbelt right on.
It's one of those years. Put your seatbelt on.
Yeah.
So here's my advice for people. And some of it's going to sound a little cliche. So the number one saying in real estate is what? Do you know?
Location?
Yes. Location, location, location.
There you go.
Location. So this last few years have been pretty productive for people that had chose bad locations, and they have gotten out of this by the hair of their chinny chin chin. If your house was next to a train track, no problem. Backing the 5 freeway, sure, why not? You know, now as things return to a more normal market, location is going to matter. And it usually does. I've never seen so much thrown to the wind over location in the last 2 years. But definitely you have to choose a location that is a smart decision, not just for you, but someday when you go to resell the house, you're going to be slapped in the face with all the things you didn't realize when you bought the house.
Right.
So, and location also indicates, you know, what quality of life you're going to have while you're there. So that's my number one. Number two, this is a big one, okay? Don't assume because the house is remodeled that you're not going to have to remodel it again soon. Here's why. I have seen a lot of construction and remodel from materials that don't necessarily last very long. A certain chain store, people go in and buy kitchens for like $11,000. In 5 or 6 years, the faces of the cabinets start to fall apart and you can tell it's that kind of kitchen. So just because it's remodeled, don't think that kitchen cost them $50,000 to put in. It probably cost them $12,000. So just keep that in mind. And as far as the next one goes, it's pricing. People don't typically stay in the house for 30 years to pay it off. Sure. They stay in the house until they have a need that takes them somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So if you choose a house based on what the monthly payment is, and if you can be comfortable paying that payment, I think that deserves a better look rather than just pricing alone. And my last of the most important 4 points is to look into the future a few years and think to yourself, is this, because if you have money on the table, here's one of my biggest pet peeves. If you have money on the table and this is not your first house, let's say, for example, you're not going to sell an 1100 square foot house to get a 1400 square foot house. Like, look into the future. Is this really going to be a big enough move for you to satisfy the need that you have? So don't be afraid to kind of put yourself, out on a limb a little bit and reach a little higher for the stars and get something that you, because typically your first house you spend less time in than your second house. So it's pretty important. So, and looking at the future is also, if you're over 50 and you're buying a two-story house, you might have to think twice about that because you're probably going to be in there a while. And a lot of people that, are over 50 have knee problems and that sort of thing. So you don't want to have to be forced to sell the house later because your knees can't take dragging the laundry up and down the stairs anymore.
Or the hips
or the back.
All those things. I'll be
able to. I know. So those are my top 4 mistakes to avoid when you're buying a house. To choose the very, very best location with the highest quality of life. Don't assume because it's remodeled and it's shiny and pretty that it's not going to be a problem soon because those people remodeled it to flip it usually. Mm-hmm. Pricing. Don't necessarily look at the price tag of the house, but look at the monthly payments and what you can be comfortable with. And look into the future. Look into your future. Or did you, like we said, do you have an upcoming knee surgery? Do you need a one-story house? Is this going to be enough space for you? That sort of thing. Those are my top 4, Rick.
These are good. I like them.
Thank you.
Really good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So that's the story. I'll add a bonus one if you'd like.
Sure. Let's hear it.
Awesome. So if you look the house up online, you can look at a lot of different websites and they indicate if some home is a hot home or not a hot home. Mm-hmm. It's all just BS,
Marketing, right?
Yeah. So there's a certain website that they say if there's like a lot of traffic specifically looking at one home, they're like, this is a hot home and we indicate that it's going to sell in 4 days or what have you. Don't depend on that kind of stuff. I mean, it could be the person whose house it is. They sent it to all their relatives and everybody keeps looking at it because they're nosy.
Oh, Gabriel's looking at it, right?
So anyway, that's my bonus suggestion for today.
Excellent. Very good. Well, business is good still. So, I think housing prices will stay solid and inventory is going to stay low. So.
Yeah, exactly. I know. You do have to pay attention to how you're pricing your house when interest rates, this week, you know, payments are 30% higher than they were in January. So it's like, duh, you have to be cognizant of that. And don't overprice your home. Don't be ridiculous. Price it.
Yeah.
Price it at a reasonable price. And the market will, it's like water finds its own level. The market always will tell you exactly where it's at. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you price it right, if you don't price it right, you're pushing it into another market. You're not going to know what the actual real market for this house had to say for it. You know what I mean?
That's smart.
All right. I'm going on a listing appointment right now. So wish me luck.
Cool. We will. Good luck with that. And we'll talk to you a bit later.
All right, Rick. Thank you.
Thanks,
keep smiling.
See you later. Take care.
Okay.